Previously. Previously. With Martin Bester.
There are a lot of famous people that don't wait, eh? They say, if you know it's the right person, then you go for it. You pop the question. I'm talking about people like George Clooney. What is his good lady's name again?
Amal.
Amal. They were only dating for something like 6 months. Do you know that?
Okay.
He said he knew. He was waiting for her all his life. 6 months later, popped the question. The same with Ali and Justin Bieber. Also didn't wait very long. What is her name? Who married or is engaged to Nick Jonas? Priyanka, is it?
They
also.
Priyanka, yeah.
2 months. 2 months.
2 months. Shoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before he popped the question. I'm looking at all this and it's, I kind of brought up something I always wondered about. So many people you ask, so many different answers you get.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you wait before you pop the question for engagement? What's the right time? When is too soon? When's too long?
2 years.
I think 2 years, but that's a brides.com site says, that anywhere from 2 to 5 years, an average engagement length should be 12 to 18 months. I wasn't going to say 2 years, though. I was going to say a year and a half, maybe, before you propose.
Yeah, I would say it's got to do with so much in years or months. I think it's about life experience. There are certain things you need to experience together before you really know the person, right?
Like traveling.
Traveling is a good one, yeah. And you need to go through some tough times together. Imagine you're just in love. You're putting your best foot forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're doing everything right in 2 months. I mean, 2 months. Come on now. How much?
Yeah,
how much,
2 months is too quick.
How much life experience are you going to have in 2 months or even 6 months? Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the people used to say that, like, I mean, it's altijd gezegd, sieve sakke sout.
Yeah.
I think you need to have gone through some stuff together.
Lots of salt.
Yeah, like a salt. Okay. You know? You need to know how you're going to behave and how you're going to act when that person lets one slip in front of you. I don't know. There are things you're going to go through as a couple first before you know that you're in for this. You're in it for a while. Mm. What do you say as jy luister volgend? Wie die grootste verloof geraak en wie die langste gewag? And the way there is, you know, what is the right tijdperk? What's the right time before you pop the question?
Ek dink nie daar's 'n regte tyd om die goed te vra nie. Ek bedoel, ek het mense al gesien wat 10 jaar, 15 jaar plus saam is en dan eers die question pop. Ek het die question gepop na 2 jaar, na 'n jaar en 'n half. Daar sal net nooit regte tyd wees om die vraag te vra nie. It's either you love her with everything or you don't.
Celeste, stem jy saam? Goeiemôre.
Môre, Martin.
Stem jy saam met hom?
Weet jy, Martin, dit is so. Dit hang af, baie mense glo nie in love at first sight nie, maar ek dink daar is baie mense wat, jy weet, mekaar vir eers sien en dink hulle, wow, hierdie is my trouvrou of my trouman en ek wag nou my hele lewe lang vir daai persoon en ek gaan met daai persoon trou en dit is waar.
Just from the kiss.
En nog voor dit.
Just from seeing.
Before even kissing.
Looking. Yeah.
Oh my soul, Celeste. What if he's a horrible kisser?
You know what, Martin? My husband and I, we actually know each other from primary school. So,
wow.
But after high school, we went different paths. We haven't spoken for years. And 2013, he added me on Facebook, and we started talking again. And a month after that, he asked me if I'll marry him.
Did you have those feelings at school?
Yes, actually, I was in love with him, so.
Oh, you married your high school crush.
Your primary crush, imagine.
And we married for 6 years now, and we've got a beautiful little daughter, and I must say, every year, our marriage, it's just growing, and, you know, it's, I couldn't say no. When he asked me to marry him, I almost fell off my chair. But, yeah, and then he told me,
Celeste,
felt the same way.
Oh,
but he never said anything because he was my brother's best friend. And my brother always told him, you stay away from my sister.
Wow. Which grade did you know? Which grade?
We knew each other from primary school, from grade 3, right through to high school, until grade 12. And then after that, like I said, we didn't have cell phones those times.
Yeah, but so, in which grade did you kind of look at him and go, what's his name?
It's Fricky.
It's Fricky?
Yeah.
Which grade did you look at Fricky and go, my heart klop vinniger?
Yeah, I must say, primary school, not that much. High school, I would say grade 7, 8.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I think I started looking at him because he was like the top athlete in school. He was like, yummy.
Oh, my goodness. He was the first team captain. What did you have in school?
He was awesome. And like,
what did you do?
I was just, I wasn't a big athlete or anything. I was more into artwork and stuff like that. So I was
Were you one of the cool kids?
No, not really. My brother was. So then everybody, when they talk, Desmond this, Desmond that, your sister Celeste and everything, then, everybody would know who I was. But I was more like the girl in the corner. You know, nobody actually I had my little group friends, but we weren't like a famous group in school. So.
And he was this athlete. And
he was
top.
Like, his name was in the hall. His name was like against the wall and everything. Jeez. So everybody knew him. He was like the famous guy in school.
And now you think back to all those other girls, at school, and you're like, kijk wie is nou met Frikkie getrouwd. Kijk wie voor Frikkie gevang.
And he's still an athlete. I mean, he cycles a lot. He absolutely loves cycling. So, we've got a lot of our friends from school on Facebook, and when we just got married, everybody was like, what? He's got married to Frikkie. It was
Het Frikkie met Celeste getrouwd? What?
Why are you saying it like that, Mark?
No, I understand. That's what they think.
That's what they say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how high school works. You listen to me,
This is the unpopular girl trou met die populaire ou. This is what it all gebeur.
This is like a
movie.
Book. It's like a movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone listening to the story now, like, Celeste is making us nauseous. No, they're like, this is beautiful. This is the bit of a hopeful story that we wanted to hear. And nou sy bekend as Celeste die Frikkievanger.
Celeste die atleet. Lennox. As hulle my fan oor Lennox, dan sit van almal se harte gaan staan. Wat?
Yeah. And who did your brother, did he find love? He was the cool kid at school?
He actually passed away in 2012 in a motorcycle accident. So, he was happily married. He had a little boy. So,
ons onthou hom vandag.
Martin, daarom het ons dinge waaroor ons kan gesels saam. Jy weet, hy het hom geken as sy beste vriend. Dit was my broer gewees. So ons het 'n bietjie van 'n koneksie daarso.
So Desmond would approve.
Definitely.
I've now listened to your life story so lekker. I forgot why we started talking in the first place.
Getting engaged after one month.
Okay.
Reel it in. Bring it in, guys.
I love this. It's gonna be like a morning episode. I want to hear more about Celeste and Fricky. I know, right? a new rom com was born. Celeste, thank you for the chat. Kijk naar jouself. Alles voor die beste.
Thank you
for
the chat.
Okay, fine. Wake up. With Martin Bester on Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.